ready, are you, Bruce? It's all about Jesus. Is before Jesus departs physically from the world, he promises the disciples the gift that is to come when he's gone, and that is, of course, the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Julie.
So, let's pray before we begin. Oh Lord, thank you for this place. Thank you that we can all be back together again as one family. Lord, sometimes there's a need for practicalities to be sorted. But now, Lord, we come to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, we have so much to thank you for. And we thank you for this theme this morning, reminding us of your promised Holy Spirit that dwells within each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. So we're going to begin with, Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Move among us with holy fire as we lay aside all earthly desire. Hands reach out and our hearts aspire. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Now we're going to sing, Jesus is King. We come to him, our priest and apostle, clothed in his glory and bearing his name, laying our lives with gladness before him. Filled with his spirit, we worship the King. Jesus is King.
Jesus is King.
Now let us come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Living God, we pray that as the Holy Spirit came in wind and fire to the apostles, so your Spirit may come to us, breathing new life into our lives, and setting our hearts aflame with love through Jesus our Lord. Gracious God, rejoicing in your blessings, trusting in your loving care for all, we bring you our prayers this morning. We pray for the created world, for those who rebuild where things have been destroyed, for those who fight hunger, poverty, and disease, for those who have the power to bring change for the better and to renew hope. We pray for our country, for those in leadership who frame our laws and shape our common life, who keep the peace and administer justice, for those who teach, for those who heal, for all who serve the community. We pray for people in need, those or whom life is perhaps a bitter struggle, those whose lives are clouded by death or loss, or by pain or disability, by shame or rejection. We pray for those in the circle of friendship and love around us, children, parents, sisters, brothers, friends, neighbors, and for those especially who are in our thoughts today. We pray for Brian's daughter, Helen, and we ask that you would be all that she needs at this time. And Lord, be with those who are responsible at this moment for her care. We pray for Stuart, and we ask, Lord, that you would continue to keep him safe. And we pray for April, Lord, that you would undertake for her. We pray for the church generally in its stand with the poor, in its love for the outcast and the ashamed, in its service to the sick and neglected, its proclamation of the gospel in this land and in this place. So, Lord, be with us as a fellowship here. Be with us as we seek to witness to the people that come here day by day. And Lord, be with the staff and be with each one of us so that we might honor you in all that we do. We ask these prayers in the very special name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.
Continue our worship with Father, we adore you.
come to our reading, and Deborah is going to bring that to us this morning.
The reading this morning comes from John 14, verse 15 to 31. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Then Judas, not Judas Iscariot, said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and I will come to them and make our home with them. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I am. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not say much more to you, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold over me, but he comes so that the world may learn that I love the Father and do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave.
Thank you very much. Back to Jilly.
So we're going to sing Jesus, Jesus, Holy and Anointed One. And it says, Your name is like honey on my lips, Your spirit like water to my soul, Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you.
Anointed.
You'll see in your service sheet that Bruce has put very clearly verses 16 and 17 that Deborah kindly read to us. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. And of course, the Holy Spirit was in the world long before this. But now, as Jesus promised, the Holy Spirit was to come in a new and wonderful way. Jesus had a great deal to say about the Holy Spirit in his message to the disciples in the upper room. He made it quite clear that we, apart from the Holy Spirit, cannot live a Christian life as God wants us to live it. The Holy Spirit is given two special names by our Lord. He, the Spirit, is another comforter. And again, he is also a Spirit of Truth. Now, the Holy Spirit does not work instead of us or in spite of us. The Holy Spirit works in us and through us. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Truth, and he cannot do anything contrary to the work of Jesus. The Holy Spirit abides in the believer. He is a gift from the Father in answer to the prayer of the Son. During his earthly ministry, Jesus guided, guarded, and taught his disciples. But now he is going to leave. The Spirit of God has been on earth before. Yes, he empowered men and women in the Old Testament to accomplish God's work. But now, the Holy Spirit will be given at Pentecost to remain with people forever. The Spirit wrote the Word of God, and the way we treat the Spirit is the way we treat the Spirit of God and the Son of God, and we need to think about that. When we have the Spirit, there is no need, my friends, to have a troubled heart, because we have the Spirit of God dwelling within us, and we can also enjoy the Father's love. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts. How? By the Holy Spirit. And Jesus makes it quite clear that the Father's love was revealed in the giving of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, we see the Father's love in the giving of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. John 14, verse 20. Centers especially on the coming of the Spirit at Pentecost. And that's the promise that Jesus is making. And it centers on the oneness of all believers, because the Holy Spirit is coming and remaining with all believers. Jesus returned to heaven as the exalted head of the church, and then he sent the Spirit so that members of the body, members of the church, members of the Christian fellowship would be joined in a living union together. Believers today, we did not see Jesus after his resurrection, nor in his ascension. But we are, my friends, united by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit in our lives. When I think of the changes that God made in my life, I know that it was when the Holy Spirit within me challenged me and worked in my life. And you know, it's a lesson, isn't it? We need to be careful. We say, oh, yeah, I realized, and I did this, and I do this. I go, and I witness for Jesus. Do we? Yes, we do, but it's the Spirit working in us. It's not all us. It couldn't be, could it? No. So, Jesus sent the Spirit so that members of the body would be joined to the head in a living union. We are united together through the Spirit. Believers today did not see Jesus, as I said, after his resurrection or ascension. But we are united because the Holy Spirit is dwelling within us. What a wonderful experience, and what a wonderful privilege. Our experience, my friends, with God ought to go deeper and deeper. And it will if we yield to the Spirit's truth and if we permit the Spirit to teach us and guide us. So, if we love God and obey him, he will manifest his love to us in a deeper way each day. How? By the work of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within our lives. Oh, it's wonderful to know the Father. It's wonderful to know the Son. It's wonderful to know the Spirit and have the Spirit working in our lives. Because then we can do what we could not do without the Spirit. So in that sense, the teaching of Jesus is working in us too, isn't it? Because the Spirit is at work. We don't have to wait for a Pentecost. Pentecost has already come. What we do have to acknowledge is that the Holy Spirit takes charge in our lives, that we don't reject the working of the Holy Spirit. Oh, the Holy Spirit can't be pushed away. Oh no. But we can ignore the Spirit. So, I hope and pray that the gift that Jesus told his disciples was coming, i.e. the Holy Spirit, in this new and wonderful way to all people who believe. So we've no excuse. I just hope and pray that we will not just count it as a privilege, but that we will be obedient to the work of the Spirit in our lives. Oh, Spirit, take charge of us. Use us. Be all that we need to follow our Lord, Father, Son, and Spirit. Amen.
The next two songs are going to be kind of like a medley where one goes into the other. So listen carefully for the join. So we just sing the first one through first, and then it goes into Jesus, lover of my soul. So we start with Jesus, you are changing me. By your spirit, you're making me like you. And then Jesus, lover of my soul.
Jesus, you are changing me. By your spirit, you're making me like you. Jesus, you're transforming me. That your to your way.
We do it now. So we go into, O God of burning, cleansing flame, look down and see this waiting host and send the promised Holy Ghost.
Thank you for the way that the Spirit lives within us, for the way the Spirit guides us, dwells us, fills us. Lord, may we be empty of self and full of the Spirit. Amen. Now may we gather together to say the grace. May the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.